The National Science Foundation is fulfilling its mission not in a lab, but out on the football field. They've partnered with NBC News and the National Football League to produce a series of videos that focus on the science of football. The videos are aimed at students and teachers who are just starting a new school year. Joining us to explain how this fits into NSF's mission is Jeff Nesbitt, the agency's Director of Legislative and Public Affairs. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
All right. So tell us what you're actually doing with the NFL. Let's start there.
Sure, I'd be happy to. But first, I have a question for you. Can you tell me what a prolate spheroid is?
I know what an oblate spheroid is, so I guess a football is the opposite of oblate because it's elongated,
well,
right?
Well, now you're all just being show-offy.
Because the Earth is an oblate spheroid by purpose because it's spinning, and so the poles flatten a little bit, right?
You got it. There you go. And a prolate spheroid is a football. So every time a quarterback throws a football, he's actually throwing a prolate spheroid, which a football has a three-dimensional shape, and that's actually what allows him to throw a hard, accurate pass. And that is actually the subject of one of the videos that's narrated by NBC's Lester Holt. He talks about why a quarterback can throw a football the way he can. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing what we're doing. We started with NBC with the science of the Winter Olympics, and I'll tell you, it was a phenomenal success. There were 200 million impressions of that video series, and an impression is when somebody looks at it on the web or watches it on an American Airlines flight or sees it in the classroom or watches it on television. And that was so successful, we decided to follow it up with the science of NFL football. NBC, NSF, and NFL got together, and we talked about what would it be like to explain the science behind football. And truthfully, the NFL got very excited. They've been a great partner throughout the series. They gave us quite a few ex-Hall of Famers like Joey Harrington and others who could explain the science behind football.
To what end? How is this helping the National Science Foundation with its mission, too?
Well, the first mission is the one that everybody understands, which is to fund basic scientific engineering and technology research. And it's led to things like Google. I mean, most folks don't know that the first funding for Google came from the National Science Foundation. What's more, Sir Guy Brin was a graduate research fellow when he was at Stanford and developing Google with Larry Page. The first web browser, Mosaic, came from NSF funding, and the Internet itself in the 1990s was actually operated by NSF as NSFNet. But we also have a responsibility to explain the science that taxpayers fund, and so that's what the science of NFL football does. It helps in the classroom, and it helps explain science concepts to the public.
Okay, and so just what are some of the other types of scientific concepts that you can learn from football that could be applicable elsewhere? You mentioned the shape of the football and how it helps projectile, but what else is in there?
Well, one of my favorites is one of our brand new segments called Vectors. And the reason I like that is this is something that everybody can understand. When a quarterback lines up and he wants to throw a pass, and he's got wide receivers out to either end, and those wide receivers run a straight line down the outside of the field, the quarterback is actually throwing to a point and completing a vector. He's actually not throwing at the wide receiver. He's throwing to where the wide receiver is going to be and essentially completes a triangle. So we've got a segment that looks at the role of vectors play every time an NFL quarterback throws a pass. It's a really fun segment. Joey Harrington does a great job, and NSF-funded scientist John Ziegert from Clemson and Rhonda Hughes from Bryn Mawr explain how actually quarterbacks in their heads use vectors to calculate the speed and direction that they need for a completed pass. So it's a really fun segment, and a classroom teacher can use it to explain vectors.
You know what you just did is you tripped over the Clemson landmine. I'm a Gamecock, and so now...
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Trouble will ensue. Let's talk about, though, also, then, when you get people who are interested in football, also interested in science, technology, engineering, mathematics, the STEM stuff, it's a win-win, really.
Well, we believe so. I'll tell you, we've had a phenomenal reaction from classroom teachers because their lessonopoly has put together plans that are based on state-based curriculum, and the teachers that we hear from say this makes it really fun. The segments are only about 4 or 5 minutes in length, so it doesn't take up an entire class. They can show it, the kids get excited, and then they're able to talk about the science concepts inside. So this has been a very, very popular series, and we intend to continue with this sort of science of. We're not quite sure what we're going to go to next, but it's been a great series.
Wow. So what's ahead for the series? Will you do, say, baseball next year or hockey?
We're looking at all of those things. The truth is, once you and I should back up real quickly. One of the other reasons why we're doing this is that. The sort of the media landscape, as everybody knows, has changed, and it's getting much harder to reach mass audiences, especially with things like science. So we're constantly looking for ways to broaden the reach of the understanding, the public understanding of science, and so that's why we're partnering with places like NBC Sports and NFL. So we're going to look. One of our earlier series, not with NBC but with NASCAR, was The Science of Speed with NASCAR. That also was a just phenomenally successful series and reached quite a number of folks. So.
And actually, you bring up something important there when you mentioned earlier, the success in working with some of the private broadcasters and the owners of the NFL. And by the way, we're speaking with Jeff Nesbitt. He's Director of Legislative and Public Affairs at the National Science Foundation. And that is when you put this intellectual property that's generated based on, say, a football broadcast to whom someone owns the rights, and then you put those out in the public, who owns the intellectual property that's generated as a result of this combination?
Well, the nice thing at least from my standpoint at NSF is that we don't own intellectual property. So when we fund a research project, the university and the researchers, they and the technology transfer offices talk about all of that. Google's a good example. When Google was developed inside of Stanford, that was between Google Inc. and Stanford, not NSF. But in this particular case, NFL and NBC both stepped forward, and when it's broadcast on NBC, that falls within NBC's rights, and when it's an NFL property, it's NFL's. And truthfully, the agreement here was relatively straightforward and easy to do because none of the corporate sponsors were involved in this series. It's purely for educational purposes.
Jeff Nesbitt, the National Science Foundation's Director of Legislative and Public Affairs. This was fascinating, and you managed to blend the AV class and the quarterback of the football team in one great big lump, and it's extremely cool. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sure, my pleasure. Thanks.
And we want you to find a link to the Science of Football video series. It's really cool stuff. Listen to the entire interview, federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. I got to say it. Go Gamecocks.